A war veteran and current chair of the Royal Newfoundland Regiment Advisory Council says the positive identification of remains of a World War I soldier from this province presents an opportunity for us to reflect on the battles of the past, the current ones we face as well. Yesterday, it was announced that the remains of Private John Lambert of St. John's, they were positively identified as being discovered during an archaeological dig in Belgium just about 4 years ago now. VOCM's Richard Duggan speaks with Perry Grandy about the significance of the identification for the regiment.
This is extremely significant. During my military time, I had opportunity to see almost all of the battlefields of the Royal Newfoundland Regiment in France and even in Gallipoli. I think what this does for me is it really brings to life again by putting a face to a name and then taking that face and relating it to living family members that are still with us today. And there are family members here in Newfoundland that remember this as an uncle, a distant relative. It brings us back to a time of the First World War, a war that was caused by nationalism, imperialism, intolerance. And it's given us opportunity to reflect on the current challenges that we all face with COVID and the reality that life is so precious, it can be extinguished so quickly. This young man, Private Lambert, who was killed at the tender age of 17 after already serving a year, he had already served a year from joining at 16, and was lost. His name was on a memorial plaque of those that were never discovered, but now we learn that he didn't die alone. He died with comrades. So it's quite reflective to see that he's been discovered. He will have a military funeral at a future time. But it gives our young people today to just pause and think and reflect. What am I doing at 17 years old? What was he doing at 17 years old? And we're also reaching out to young people now to say, well, you know, when you're 17 or 18 years old, you have to deal with COVID. And it gives us a rather sense of reality of, again, that we're only sharing this planet with all the other living organisms on it, and our life is indeed precious.
You mentioned seeing the battlefields that this man would have been on. I can only imagine how emotional it is to now be able to make that human connection with this soldier.
Yes, absolutely. I think anybody who's been to Europe, especially Northwest Europe, and certain parts of, like when I was in Gallipoli, you can't help but be struck by the amount of devastation that the war caused and the sheer numbers of casualties and the dead that are buried all over Europe. And it hits you in the heart when you see the reality. We don't have the same type of places here in Canada that we can see that. And, you know, we reflect on that too as well, because when I served in Afghanistan, there was very many times that we put young soldiers that were killed and older soldiers that were killed in battle or by IEDs aboard aircraft. And I think the ones that I was there for ranged in age from 18 to probably in their 50s, you know, for the services, for those remains, American, Canadian, and different countries were flown home. And those numbers still were so small in numbers, so tragic, no less tragic than the scale of death that occurred in the First World War, and the First World War largely attributed to the Second World War and all the devastation that caused. But, you know, since the Second World War, our world has been relatively peaceful. And it gives us pause to reinforce to our political leaders the importance of being able to tolerate others and jaw is more important than war. And this again reminds us, you know, this was a young man, 17 years old. He sailed away from his home and family, and he was killed in the process, and he did it for a reason. And his death needs to remind us to take care in what we do so that we can prevent these type of wars from occurring again.